This is Paul Jędrzejczak with Sunday Morning Town Square, and I'm joined in the studio by Beth Veltman. Beth has a website, tenderpalate.com. It's a great resource for those who may be dealing with food allergies, gluten issues, or celiac disease. How are you doing today, Beth?
I'm doing great, Paul. How are you?
Hey, fantastic. Thanks so much for joining me.
Well, thank you for having me.
So, folks who visit tenderpalate.com, what can they find? What can they learn about?
Well, there's a blog right now on Tender Palate called The Tender Foodie, mm-hmm. and we're turning that into a syndicated blog for people with multiple allergies that influence every part of their life. So we have people from experts from every area of a tender foodie, what I like to call us, because I'm one too, people with food allergies.
Okay.
Every aspect of the tender foodie life, from nutritionists to physicians to researchers to chefs, bakers. We have recipes on the blog so that it helps shorten the learning curve for people that have food allergies, in particular multiple food allergies.
Okay. So how common is it for folks to have more than one issue?
Very.
Very. Okay. Mm-hmm. So they usually go hand in hand?
They often do. If you have one, it sometimes will mean that your small intestine has an inability to absorb, and there may be some what they call a leaky intestine.
Okay.
So that allows other food particles that are a little bit too large for the immune system to ignore.
Okay.
They see it as an enemy.
Okay.
So if other food particles come in from other foods that are a little bit too large, and that makes the small intestine kind of open.
Okay.
And so the immune system sends off the alarm bells, and if there's an opening there, that means other larger food particles can come in too.
Okay.
And so the immune system starts to attack different foods.
Okay. Now, is that something that can be corrected medically through surgery?
No, you can you can correct it often through diet. There's a few. I mean, you'd want to talk to your doctor about
this
and find somebody who is very food allergy literate.
Okay.
But you can. There's several diets out there called the GAPS diet. There's the Paleo diet. Some people go through different types of diets like that to help correct that problem.
Okay. Now, you yourself have gone through a lot of experiences with food allergies and gluten issues. How did kind of take me back? When did you first find out that you were experiencing these issues, and what did you do to get yourself back on the right track?
Well, I learned first about the food allergies in 2001 when I was living in New York City.
Mm-hmm.
And I worked with a physician there who, she was a Chinese herbalist and a medical doctor. So she really understood the immune system and set me on a course to help correct some of these problems.
Mm-hmm.
I started to eliminate, the first things I eliminated was gluten and dairy.
Okay.
And then she worked to help heal the intestine.
Okay. So what did you first notice when you noticed that you had an issue with this?
There are several symptoms that can go along with any kind of food allergy.
Okay.
It can range from swollen knuckles to any swollen joints, even down your spine, heart palpitations, headaches, runny nose, extreme fatigue, flu-like symptoms.
Mm-hmm.
People can get quite sick.
Okay.
There's also another range of symptoms that is a more immediate and extremely dangerous, which is called anaphylaxis.
Okay. What is anaphylaxis?
Anaphylaxis is when your immune system immediately sounds off the alarm bells around your throat and
can close up.
Your throat can close up.
Okay.
And it can cause death. And there are a lot of, there's many different types of immune reactions to food.
Mm-hmm.
But generally, there's the immediate onset, which is a classic food allergy.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a more slow onset called a mediated food allergy.
Okay.
So the classic food allergy is where you need to have an EpiPen.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, if you have a shrimp, for instance, and your throat starts to close up, you inject yourself with an auto-injector with epinephrine in it.
Okay.
And it can save your life.
Okay. Now, I mean, you could go through half your adult life and you could be absolutely just fine, and then one day you could notice you're now having these issues. Is that correct?
That's correct.
Okay.
From the doctors that I speak to, and I refer with a lot of with a few different physicians to make sure that I get my facts straight on the site, and they're generally you have to have had the food once, and sometimes it can be once, it could be 1,600 times, and then at some point you could become allergic.
So I could have eaten shrimp since day one, and I'm 40 years old. The next time I have shrimp, I could have an issue potentially?
It depends on the person.
Okay.
But yeah, I mean, it can work like that.
Okay. That's scary. I mean, one, I enjoy shrimp. And
right.
Two, I mean...
Well, I wouldn't be scared of shrimp if you don't.
I'm just, I see a lot of things going on and being talked about
right.
related to food allergies, related to gluten issues. And I find it highly intriguing, that you've got, folks who are, going through life. Everything's just fine. They eat what they want. And then, boom, one day, that all changes.
Right. Yep.
So what... kind of looking deeper, what's kind of at play? Is there something in the food system that's kind of, causing a trigger for this in folks?
Well, there's been, as you said, you're noticing a lot of increase in people around you, and that's goes right along with the statistics. I spoke with Dr. Alessio Fasano, who is the... I have a few interviews on the Tender Palate with him.
Oh, is he local to Grand Rapids?
No, he is one of the top researchers in the field of gluten.
Okay.
All gluten-related issues, which is gluten is in a lot of different grains, but there's a particular protein called gliadin that's
okay.
in wheat, rye, barley, triticale, spelt.
Okay.
And people with... he runs the Center for Celiac Awareness at the University of Maryland.
Okay.
And he is, when I spoke to him, I asked him, why is there such an increase?
Sure.
Because there are 19 million people right now suspected of having this new kind of food allergy called gluten sensitivity.
Mm-hmm.
There are one in every 133 people in the United States has celiac disease.
Mm-hmm.
And he said that 1% of the global population also has celiac disease, but most of them don't know it.
Now, are more of those people with those issues here in the U.S., or do you have it in Europe? Do you have it in Asia? What
it's becoming more global because the
okay.
food supply, because of how the food supply is changing. And what he has said was that in wheat in particular, the protein content in wheat has gone up by 14%.
Okay.
To 14%, which is really, really high.
Okay.
And he has said that no one can properly digest gluten, specifically the protein gliadin, because we don't have the enzymes.
Okay.
We haven't evolved to have these enzymes. And when the protein, and generally, if we don't have the enzymes, it means our bodies can't break it down, so it
okay.
can't be absorbed into our system properly.
Okay.